ball back to Kansas City at their own at Kansas City's 21-yard line. Redhawks marched 79 yards down the field, capped off with a Jordan Mester 13-yard run. Two-point conversion is good from Mester as well. Makes it 8-8, Kansas City and USA all squared up with 4:35 left in the first half. USA, though, responds in the next very drive, a 4-minute, 13-second drive, 10 plays covering 48 yards. Connor Gettle on the 7-yard dive on the quarterback keeper, the two-point conversion into Foley's hands, and the catch is good, and now it is 16-8 at halftime, just 22 seconds before the half, USA leading by 8 points. On to the third quarter. Cassidy comes out, receives the kick after they won the toss, elected to defer to the second half. Cassidy marches 6 minutes, 8 seconds off the clock, marches 80 yards down the field in 12 plays. Bryce Fernald in the quarterback keeper for 3 yards. The two-point conversion is no good. That is very critical. And Cassidy leads or trails still by 2 points, 16-14. The next four drives, USA punts, Cassidy punts. USA is intercepted on a fourth down deep at the 22-yard line of Cassidy. Cassidy then punts on a three and out. USA then punts after 11-yard drive, coming all the way, getting to midfield and couldn't go any further. Cassidy then, with 2 minutes and 32 seconds left in the fourth quarter, gets the ball at the USA 26-yard line after a huge return on the punt. Cassidy scores on a Bryce Fernald 2-yard run, makes it 20-16. The two-point conversion is no good, so Cassidy is leading by 4 points with a minute 14 left in regulation. All the air comes out of the sails for USA. They figure this one's done. Not so fast. 1:14 left, and with 51 seconds left, USA scores on just 2 plays, covering 71 yards. The first play was incomplete. The second play was a slant pass from Connor Gettle to Braylon Ballard for 71 yards. The rest was a track meet. Braylon Ballard dives towards the pylon, gets it in for 6, and then a 2-point conversion. Gettle on the keeper makes it 24-20. USA leading by 4 points, 24-20, with 51 seconds left. Cassidy, though, wastes no time. Just 25 seconds later, they got the ball with 51 seconds left, 26 seconds left. They score 57 yards later on a Alex Perry 13-yard catch from Bryce Fernald, the 2-point conversion. Mahalik brings in the catch from Fernald as well, and it's leading 28-24, Cassidy is, over USA. And then with 26 seconds left, USA tries to connect multiple times down the field. They cannot. Time expires. And the final score, Cassidy 28, USA 24. Ed Klump, your initial thoughts here.
One of the most exciting games you're going to see up here in the Thumb. Looked like both offenses were kind of stalling early in the fourth quarter. It was going to be just academic. It looked like the game was going to wind down. And then the fireworks started to happen. Both teams, a shame. Either team had to lose this game. Both should be holding their head up high. USA played Cassidy tough. Not a lot of people gave USA a real chance to win this game. They hung in there. But to Cassidy's credit, came back. And I would like to point out on that, you know, Fernald throwing the ball. He didn't have to a lot of the game. When he was called on, he could. And up front, that offensive line gave him a lot of time on that last drive. They did a great job protecting him. There was no pressure on him.
None.
No.
Versus the other side of the ball, where Connor Gettle seemed to be rolling out, not because he wanted to, because he had to, because he had white jerseys chasing him down from every direction. And amazingly, Connor Gettle was able to connect on the passes he did with maybe a split second to go before he was brought down for a sack.
Yeah. Can't say enough about the tough play of Gettle. Getting out of the blitz, avoiding that rush, and then keeping his head downfield. That's not an easy thing to do. It's so easy to just tuck the ball away and not keep looking at your receivers. Did a nice job of staying downfield, pushing that ball.
Let's take a look at the stats for both teams. We'll start out with Kansas City. They had 42 plays of offense for 271 yards and 4 touchdowns. USA, 53 plays, 305 yards, 3 touchdowns, both teams with 1 turnover. Cassidy had that fumble early on. USA had that interception in the third quarter, which resulted in a fourth down anyway. Leading the rushing attack for the Kansas City Redhawks was Noah Zaleski, 8 carries, 96 yards, and 1 score. He averaged 12 yards per carry, and he carried the ball 21% of the time tonight. Jordan Mester, 11 carries, 51 yards, and no touchdowns, but averaged 4.6 per carry. Alex Perry, number 44, we heard his number a lot tonight, 13 carries, 31 yards, No rushing touchdowns, but had that one fumble early in the ball game. Carried the ball 34% of the time. One-third of every carry was done by Alex Perry. And Bryce Fernald, quarterback, 6 carries, 20 yards, 2 touchdowns, and averaged 3.3 per carry. Through the air, we said Bryce Fernald can throw the ball when he needs to, and he certainly did exactly that tonight. 3-for-4 in passing, 75% reception rate for 73 yards in 1 touchdown. Perhaps none more important than that last touchdown to Alex Perry for 13 yards. Alex Perry, 2 receptions for 57 yards and a score, including a 43-yard reception. Matt Mihalik with the other reception for 16 yards. On defense, Jeremy Velasquez, 10 tackles, including 1 tackle for a loss. Alex Perry, 9 tackles and 1 sack. Matt Mihalik, 8 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss and 1 sack. Aiden Torres, 5 tackles. Dustin Nagley, 4 tackles, as well as Ryan DeLong, 4 tackles, including 1 tackle for a loss. Bryce Fernald, Kyle Jordan, and Noah Zaleski, each with 3 tackles. For the USA Patriots, they actually outgained the Kansas City Redhawks by 34 yards tonight on 11 additional plays. 53 plays, 305 yards, 40 carries for 179 yards, 6 completions on 13 attempts, including 1 interception for 126 yards. Cassidy had 38 carries, 198 yards. USA, 40 carries, 179 yards. Almost identical there. USA had about 50 more yards passing and 3 more completions, but they threw the ball 3 times more than Cassidy. 53 plays, 305 yards. Let's go through the rushing leaders. 14 carries for Braylon Ballard on 17 yards. Averaged 5.5 per carry. Carried the ball 35% of the time tonight. Walker Foley, 13 carries, 75 yards in 1 touchdown. He averaged 5.8 per carry. Noah Crum, number 3, 4 carries, 15 yards. Averaged 3.8. Carried the ball 10% of the time. And Connor Gettle, the quarterback, 9 carries, 12 yards, 1 score. And averaged 1.3 per carry. Carried the ball 23% of the time. Through the air, 6 of 13. And 1 interception for 126 yards and 1 touchdown, including a 71-yard pass to Braylon Ballard, who had that last touchdown for the USA Patriots with 51 seconds left to put him up momentarily, 24-20. Braylon Ballard, 2 receptions, 81 yards and a score. Walker Foley, 3 receptions, 26 yards. And Keegan Bixman, 1 reception for 19 yards. Defensively, for the USA Patriots, had 52 tackles versus Cassidy's 57. USA had 4 tackles for a loss. Cassidy had 3 tackles for a loss, but USA had no sacks. Cassidy had 2 sacks and 1 interception. USA had 1 fumble recovery. Leading the defensive attack for USA was Walker Foley, 9 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss. Chase Payne and Jacob Nims, 8 tackles apiece. Nims also had 1 tackle for a loss. Jeremiah Hahn, 6 tackles. Braylon Ballard, 5 tackles, as well as Dakota Miller, who had a tackle for a loss as well. Keegan Bixman, 4 tackles. Connor Gettle and Sam Cook, each with 2 tackles. And Nehemiah Parmenter, the kicker, with 1 tackle. Ed Klump, a lot of numbers we just went through there. I'm sure we lost everyone there for a second. But what I'm seeing here is we're seeing a fairly even stat sheet on both sides of the ball, as the score would represent as well, 28-24. When it comes down to it, the percentage on completions for Cassidy just a bit higher. But I think you hit it exactly on the note there. Cassidy had plenty of time to pass the ball. USA did not.
It came down to protection and also a little bit of scheme, I think, too, because Cassidy was bringing the blitz. They kept Gettle off balance. They kept him running out of the pocket. He had to throw on the run a lot. He was successful in doing that. But on the flip side of that, Cassidy, Fernald had all day to sit back in that pocket, survey. The receivers got a chance to get open, and especially down the field. And I think that was in the later stages of the game, a little bit of the difference.
And congratulations to Cassidy, who at least clinched a share of the Greatham East title or Greatham West title tonight. Reese beats Lakers in Reese 23-20. A field goal is the difference there. Reese beats Lakers by 3 points. In Reese, that gives 1 loss to Lakers, 0 losses for Cassidy, so they've clinched at least a share. With a win next week, Cassidy goes on to play, let's see here, next week Cassidy plays at Vassar. They are playing at Carroll. USA is at Vassar, so more than likely, if Cassidy can win next week, they win the West outright.
Boy, a wild, wild night in the thumb. Especially in the wild, wild west part of the thumb.
Well, that's exactly why the name is spelled and worded exactly as is. So Reese defeats Lakers 23-20. Bad Axe was defeating Vassar handily at halftime, 33-0. Last I saw, I think it was 51-0 at one point, I do believe. Don't quote me on that. Carroll was beating Marlette at halftime, 21-14. Harbor Beach defeats